Caitlin Sweeney and Olivia Van Amsterdam schlepped a 120-pound robot to Washington to showcase an invention they say was inspired by the Natick Fire Department. Sweeney says they knew this was something they wanted to make when firefighters told them about the dangers of search and rescue missions into icy waters.
What we built is a two-part machine that's able to traverse ice and deploy a smaller submersible robot into the water to carry out the preliminary search pattern.
The remotely operated vehicle can go 40 feet deep and withstand temperatures as low as 33 degrees. But this wasn't the only thing that impressed President Obama at the science fair.
When they're not busy building life-saving robots, they're also establishing an all-girls robotics team. And we are very, very proud of them, so give them a big round of applause.
Women only make up about a quarter of the STEM workforce, and Sweeney says there needs to be a greater effort to close that gender gap.
It's a problem that, you know, limits the flow of ideas in science and engineering, and I think that overcoming that should be a top priority for anybody who plans to go into STEM.
A view that is reflected in President Obama's Educate to Innovate initiative. The White House announced a $35 million Department of Education competition that will further its goal to train 100,000 new STEM teachers, provide STEM learning opportunities for low-income students, and a national STEM mentoring effort across seven cities. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.